I just gotta take an afternoon off. It's good therapy. Now the family's gonna be so happy to see me home early. I can hardly wait. I'm a lucky kind of guy. My life is good. Everything's going my way. It's perfect. Who could ask for anything more? I've got it all. A nice home, a terrific family that loves me, a dog, a maid, and even a living alien. I lead the kind of life most people just dream about. There's nothing like coming home to a warm, loving family after a day working in the salt mines. In this high-speed, high-tech, hyper world, family life is the only refuge. Be it ever so humble, there's no place like home. I gotta remember to get that ejection seat adjusted. Home sweet home. Okay, everybody, Mr. Number One is home. Start the celebration. Hey, what kind of a welcome is this? Where is everyone? What about the hugs and kisses? The pipe and slippers? The big welcome home? I thought we had a tight family unit around here.
Welcome home, George.
Thanks, Astro. I appreciate the touching sentiment, but do you have to be so physical?
I'm Rory.
Where's the family, anyway?
Look, they rushed a message.
Great. I take an afternoon off and come home to a recorded message.
Hello, George. Judy and I went shopping at a new mall in the distant galaxy. Elmer's at the space park with Orbity. Rosie is running errands. We'll be home for dinner with a few surprises for all. Bye.
I hate shopping surprises. They always cost me money.
Slow down, Judy. This isn't the Indianapolis 500,000. Mom, I'm only Mach 5. The limit is the speed of light. That's still too fast when you're a student rubber. How far is the planet Femdeo, Mom?
Just east of Orion in the high-fashion, trendy section of the galaxy.
Boy, are kids at school going to envy my super-chic new way wardrobe from Femdeo?
It's the absolute pinnacle of high-fashion shopping.
It runs rings around Saturn.
And it's even more with it than Venus.
Wow, this is real uphill spending.
Fortunately, we're armed with unlimited credit.
Wow, they really do come from all the planets. Look at those terrifically bizarre and weird people. These are the true fashion pace setters of our whole galaxy.
If it's not from Bed-Day, it's not happening in the world of style.
Check out those spacey shops. So in, so now, so today. So let's hit it. Charge!
No, cash.
Oh, thank you for the makeup kit, Mom.
You're welcome. We'd better head home.
I guess we have something for everyone. I'll say presents for Daddy, Elroy, Astro. But, Mom, you didn't get anything for yourself.
What do you think, Judy? Do they look too flashy?
No, Mom. They are total radical and super cool.
Please, please, please. Merchandise, unless you plan to buy it.
Sorry. How much are these dark glasses?
Really? You people from smaller planets have all the nerve. It's so gauche to talk price.
Oh, I must have these darling glasses.
Designer viewers, if you please. These lenses have very unique visual capabilities. We're very selective as to whom they are sold.
Oh, I just love that snobbish elitist attitude. I hate them.
Congratulations, Madam Humanoid. But I must warn you, through these viewers, you will see life a very different way. Quite different.
Oh, we'll be the fashion envy of Orbit City, Mom.
I can't wait to see how George will be with the Bed-Deo suit I bought him.
For Halloween, right?
I gave the clerk your measurements, asked for the best custom-made suit.
Well, thank heaven you didn't buy off the wreck.
There are no wrecks in a swanky place like Bed-Deo.
Bed-Deo? That glittery, overpriced, trendy planet? It's a rip-off.
It's not a rip-off. It's cheap.
Up there, it should get ripped off.
All right. So the suit is a bit offline. Loosen up, George. Bevdeo is the glitzy fashion center of today.
Sounds more like the loony bin of all time.
Well, how about the exquisite designer butter?
Thanks, Jane. It looks like the guy who designed the suit pinched out.
It's self-putting. Elroy, I also have something for you.
Oh, boy. My Megabyte Science Encyclopedia computer chip. Right, Mom?
Better that, Elroy. It's a beautiful Bevdeo designer guitar.
Oh, gee. Thanks, Mom.
It's self-playing. You must touch the on button.
But I'm beyond solo guitar music. I'm only the synthetic lunar rocket roll.
Glad you like it, dear.
Why don't you give this to Judy? She's the musical space case.
I got Judy a gift. A self-applying Bevdeo makeup kit.
Elroy, turn that thing off!
I love to, but it won't turn off. The designer only gave it an on button.
Well, it's pressing my nerve button. So shut that thing up.
Can't.
And Astro? Astro? This is for you. Exclusive Bevdeo designer labeled dog shampoo.
Ranks a rock. No offense, Mom, but I'm designing my own way to turn it off.
Ah, what a relief. I guess you got a lemon, Elroy.
You didn't do so well yourself, Dad.
Mom! Look at me! This is set for faces from Bevdeo!
That's the price you pay to be up-to-minute fashionable.
Okay, Chris. Go. What'd you get yourself, Mom?
These totally in Bevdeo designer glasses with a blushing pink tint.
With those frames, I can see why they...
Look in?
No, you look out.
Well, everything looks perfectly normal for the tinge. Rosie, how thoughtful of you to bring us lemonade.
Are you okay, Jane?
Of course. Have some lemonade, George.
Lemonade? Jane, who are you talking to?
Don't be silly. I was talking to Rosie.
Rosie? Jane, Rosie isn't here.
Well, I at least had the courtesy to thank Rosie for her... Where'd she go?
Where did who go?
Who? Rosie. She was right here.
Thought you might like some lemonade, folks.
Rosie, weren't you just here?
No, I was in the kitchen looking for Luna lemons.
I can't understand it. I put on these glasses and I saw you here. Rosie, are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine, Mrs. J. How are you?
Rosie, but I saw you trip.
Really, Mrs. J. Closest I've come to a trip is when I went to Jupiter on a robot single tour.
George, I do not need to see a head doctor. I am not bonkers.
Well, maybe you should see an eye doctor.
But I saw Rosie trip before she tripped the second time.
The second time was the first time. It was the power of suggestion.
It's airy out here.
You told Rosie you saw a trip, so being highly suggestible, she tripped. That's the logical explanation, Jane.
George, would you say our space car is highly suggestible, too?
Oh, it's ridiculous. We're lucky it takes a suggestion to start.
Well, it's about to get...
Jane, I'm afraid you've become a mental wreck.
I'm not a wreck. Our car is.
Jane, poor Jane. There's nothing wrong with our car.
Sorry.
Hey, get it? Those wacko Bevdeo designed glasses. They're tuned into the immediate future. Incredible.
So that's what the sales creature meant when he said that unique visual capabilities.
Unique? Wow, with those you can actually see into the future. Fantastic.
It's unbelievable.
It's more than that. It's...
Gesundheit. Here, use my handkerchief.
I don't need your handkerchief. Achoo.
Ready, George?
Ready.
You're coming out with a green lampshade on your head.
Right. That is miraculous.
Just like I saw it through the glasses. There's sure fire.
My turn, Mom.
You are going to enter the room on Astro's shoulders, juggling bananas.
Right. Boy, it would have been impossible to have guessed that.
That's terrific.
What am I going to be holding, Mom? I see you holding dust cloth. I see you cleaning your room.
Wrong! It was my stuffed panda. Hey, Mom, you weren't even wearing your glasses.
Right, because I'm now telling you to go clean your room.
Oh!
Okay, let me try them. I gotta see this for myself. I'm seeing the same thing with them or without them.
Naturally. They're personally sized only for me.
Come on, Jane. We're gonna field test these future glasses. Well, what do you see, Jane?
A space garbage truck is going to dump its entire load on two innocent people.
I better warn that policeman. Honey, where were the two innocent people you saw buried in the garbage?
Right where you're standing.
Okay, let's get another look. Hey, wait. Why don't we do some forecasting? Where it'll really pay off? At the racetrack.
Oh, George, you're so clever. We'll make a fortune.
This is so exciting. I've never seen an alien horse race. Oh, darn. We missed the first race.
And the winner is Bold Boulder. Aperture's Galloping Glob, followed by Matt Molden Meatball.
Hey, I won! Stick with me, buddy, and you'll be a winner, too. I feel extra lucky today.
Yeah? Well, so do I, pal. So do I.
Guess I'll take a peek at the second race.
I bet it looked good for us.
Take my advice, pal. Winning alien in the next one, number four. Squalid solid.
Thanks, but we got our own system.
The aliens are at the gate.
Keep your fingers crossed.
Even my toes are crossed.
Squalid solid always does real good on zero gravity checks. Can't lose.
And they're off. It's Meteor Mess taking the lead on the first turn. Galloping Glob coming up fast. Oh, and moving up on the inside is Rampant Rock.
I'm telling you, pal, put it all on Squalid Solid.
Galloping Glob and Rock, and it's Rampant Rock.
Bet Rampant Rock, George.
How did Squalid Solid do?
Last.
Rampant Rock on the nose to win. Rampant Rock paid 20 to 1. We made 200 already.
George, look at those two men. They're daring at us.
Naturally, Jane. Everybody loves a winner. Now, who wins the next race?
And the winner of the third race is Toes Prime.
Just like I saw it. Isn't this fantastic? How much did he win?
Incredible. At 40 to 1, 6,000.
Oh, how wonderful. George, don't look now, but they're staring at us again.
Who?
Those men, George. Do you think they're after our winnings?
You're overly imaginative. Forget those guys. Who's the next one?
Oh, George, how much do we have now?
200 grand? I should have brought a suitcase.
200,000? Oh, George, they're back. Who are they? I'm scared.
Excuse me, mister, but do you know who those two men are?
Them? Yeah, I see him here all the time. They always get their share of everybody's winnings.
Oh, boy, trouble.
I think they're gangsters.
We mustn't paranoid, Jane.
But, George, they know exactly how much we've won.
And nobody wins as big as we have.
Right. No telling what they'll do to us.
We better get out of here.
Wait. We know we're leaving. What we don't know is they're going to follow.
Hey, yeah. Take a look and see if we can sneak out without them. What did you see?
Those men. They'll be running after us faster than Cosmic Corker.
Who's Cosmic Corker?
The winner of the next race.
We only have one hope.
Plastic surgery and move to a distant galaxy?
No. I might have a way. Hey, buddy. I got a winner of the big feature race for you.
No way, pal. I got the winner. I bet my house, my car, my savings, everything on star stuff.
Figures. Now, look. Would you take a little side bet?
Sure. What else can lose?
And they're off and running. Taking the lead is Cosmic Corker, followed by Hurtling Hump, with Starstuff bringing up the rear.
Excuse me. Pardon. Excuse me.
Are they following?
Not with these glasses, but I'd better try it with these.
That's the girl. We'll be able to stay one jump ahead of them, as long as you have those.
Oh, my. George, don't step on the...
What?
The glasses.
Now we have no way of knowing if they're following us.
Yes, we have, George. I can see him with these glasses in real time. Yow!
Do you see him?
No, I think we... Yes, yes, there they are.
Hang on. I'm going to floor this thing. They're still there.
I think you lost them. They're there, George!
I'll take swing around the moon, and maybe we can shake them. Still there?
It's hard to tell. Space is black, and their car is black.
Nah, they're gone. Huh. We lost them.
Oh, I've never been so relieved in all my life.
You really didn't think anybody could catch up with old Fiery Flash, did you?
George, we've almost forgotten. We're rich!
$200,000!
Whoopee!
Maybe this afternoon I'll pop down and buy a much bigger and better space car than this.
And I want that whole apartment recreated.
Why not wait a day or two until we take over the penthouse?
Darn right. And we deserve a little change.
I think we need the penthouse and the three floors below it.
We do, George. We'll need the extra landing pads for a new car for me and one for Judy.
Absolutely. This measly landing space is too small.
Ah!
Hi, guys.
You can have all our money.
We don't want all your money.
Really? What do you want?
Don't provoke them, Jane.
We just want our legitimate share.
Your share?
But I don't understand.
We're from the IRS.
You mean the Interspace Revenue Service?
At your service.
Oh, thank goodness. I never thought I'd be glad to see a taxman.
What a relief, George. This means we don't have to keep the money back.
Whoopee! We're still rich!
Not quite.
Taxes are us. Let's see, with income averaging over 3 fiscal years, minus the capital gain, there.
And the rest is all yours.
Well, thanks for your cooperation.
Be seeing you.
How much did they leave us?
$2.
Well, you said we needed a little change, and that sure is a little change. George, Elroy, Judy, the glasses I ordered are here.
Oh, boy.
I ordered a pair for each of us, so in all feet of the future. I'm dying to try them.
Hey, not seeing the future.
You're not?
I'm seeing some place where men's suits have this weird trunk where the head should be.
That's Bev Dale.
Oh, my closet.
Here's yours, George.
These are fluky, too.
You're not seeing the future?
Nope, the past. I'm seeing you hand out the glasses to Elroy, and now to me.
I'll be darned. Judy, try yours. Oh, my gosh! I'm seeing your bones! These are X-ray glasses.
Well, let's hope mine work.
Oh, for heaven's sake. What is it, Mom? Can you see the future?
Yes, I'm seeing the future all right.
Oh, this is priceless.
What is so hilarious in our immediate future?
Oh, that's just, it's not the immediate future. It's this the future. You're all ancient. Oh, this is a scream. Oh, these glasses are priceless.
Oh, wait. I bet this will be even funnier.
No, it can't be.